They're going really well. We've had pretty good turnout. Maybe like 14 different people calling in last week. We've learned three dances so far. The one I shared last time, Kamtani Nonisutti, we've learned that one. Dagvak Nagamken, which is a purification song, and the Agurak dance, which had been shared by Chuna McIntyre, was the last one that we learned. And we've had people of all ages join. We've had a number of young kiddos and then older adults and elders. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's a good way to end the work week.
You also started virtual Jochten sessions, and I also wanted to check in and see how that was going and what the structure was for those gatherings.
Yeah, so I started virtual Jochten sessions every Thursday during the lunch hour as well, starting at 12 noon. Those have been going well. We've had some good turnout. So far, we've just, learned the basics, the sounds, the Yupik alphabet sounds, and we've learned for people to introduce themselves in the language. And so it's pretty informal, just getting together, learning some Yupik, and just engaging as we're able to virtually. And it's definitely more difficult to do it virtually than in person, but it's been fun trying to figure everything out. We're slowly starting to develop some other, and we're still, I think, in the very initial and beginning stages as to what this cultural digital programming can look like since we aren't able to get together in person. So we're looking at hosting virtual art sessions in the future, creating little packets that we can maybe send out. And so nothing's set in stone yet. We're starting with these two for now, but stay tuned and keep checking back because we hope to have some other offerings in the future.
Great, some good news there. Kriyana, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk.
Guyana, thank you, Izzy.